King David was old and well advanced in years. Everyone at court knew that Solomon was to reign after him. But Adonijah put himself forward and said, "I will be king." As David's first three sons were dead, Adonijah was the eldest of the brothers. He hired 50 men to run ahead of his chariot, as Absalom had done, so as to be noticed by the people. He was very good-looking, and David never interfered with him. Adonijah always did as he wanted and was never reproved. He conferred with Joab, the commander of David's army, and with Abiathar, the priest, and they gave him their support. But Zadok, the other priest, Benaiah, commander of the royal guard, and Nathan the prophet did not join him, neither did the men of David's special guard. One day Adonijah gave a great feast in the countryside outside Jerusalem, and invited his brothers and all the royal officials of Judah. But he did not invite Solomon, Nathan the prophet, or Benaiah. Joab, Abiathar, and many other of David's officials accepted the invitation, and they all said, "Long live King Adonijah." David did not know what was happening, but Nathan the prophet heard about it. He went to see Solomon's mother and told her to go and see the king. "What is it you want?" David asked her. "My lord," she replied, "you swore to me by the Lord your God that Solomon would sit on your throne and reign after you. But now Adonijah has become king, and you, my lord, do not know it. He is giving a great feast, and has invited all the princes, Abiathar the priest, and Joab, the commander of the army, but he has not invited Solomon. My lord, the eyes of all Israel are on you, to know who will sit on the throne after you. If you do nothing, I and my son Solomon will be treated as criminals when my lord is laid to rest with his fathers." David knew that he must act at once. He called in Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, commander of his special guard, and said, "Put Solomon my son on my own mule and take him down to Gihon. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel. Blow the trumpet and shout, 'Long live King Solomon!' Then you are to go up with him, and he is to sit on my throne and reign in my place. I have appointed him ruler over Israel and Judah." They did as David commanded, and Zadok took the horn of oil from the sacred tent and anointed Solomon. They blew the trumpet, and all the people shouted, "Long live King Solomon!" The people in Jerusalem joined in the procession, playing flutes and rejoicing greatly, and the ground shook with the sound. Adonijah and his friends heard the sound of the trumpet, and Joab asked, "What's the meaning of all this noise in the city?" As he was speaking, Jonathan, son of Abiathar the priest, arrived. Adonijah said, "A worthy man like you must be bringing good news." "Not at all," Jonathan replied. "Our lord King David has made Solomon king. Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him at Gihon. They have put him on the king's mule, and from there everyone has gone up cheering. That's the noise you hear. Moreover, Solomon has taken his seat on the royal throne. All the court officials have come to congratulate our lord King David. The king has said, 'Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has allowed me to have a successor on my throne today.'" On hearing this, all Adonijah's friends rose in alarm and hurried away. The prince, fearing for his life, went and took hold of the horns of the altar. Solomon was told that his brother was holding on to the horns of the altar for fear of being put to death. Solomon said, "If he shows himself to be a worthy man, not a hair of his head will fall to the ground. But if evil is found in him, he will die." He sent men to fetch Adonijah, and they brought him to the palace. The prince bowed down before Solomon and acknowledged him as king over Israel. Next episode, David's charge to Solomon.